Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 457 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Back there and found a cord around her neck. When I looked at the clock, it was 1:04. That was after I went and seen the girl was dead, and he told me to bring her up there. I was standing at the steps. I could see the clock from there. Then I went back and got a piece of striped bed tick, something like your shirt there, and wrapped it around the little girl. I taken the cloth and spread it down and rolled her up in the cloth and tied it up. When I rolled her down in the cloth, I tied the cloth around her. I did my best. Her feet were hanging out of the cloth, also her head. If I didn't tell Black and Scott anything about the hat and the slippers and the ribbon, they must not have asked me. I know I took the things and pitched them in front of the boiler. The elevator don't hit hard when it hits the ground. The wheels at the top don't make any noise. The motor makes a little noise, something like a June bug. The elevator hits the dirt at the bottom, but it don't make any noise. I left the factory about 1:30. The reason why I didn't tell Black and Black I wrote 4 notes instead of 2, they didn't ask me how many I wrote. Another reason why is because Mr. Frank taken and folded it up like he wasn't going to use it. I wrote 3 notes on white and 1 on green paper. The green one is the one he folded up like he wasn't going to use it. I don't know how long it took me to write those notes. It took me somewhere about 2.5 minutes, I reckon. The reason I didn't tell Scott and Black about burning the body because someone had done taken them off the case. Mr. Scott told me. The first time I told that was to Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell after I came back from jail. I don't remember telling the officers that Mr. Frank told me he was going to send those notes to his folks up north. If they have got it down there, I must have said it. He told me he was going.